The grid of intersecting lines on a globe enables us to identify every location on Earth with a set of numbers or letters. The ancient Babylonians divided any circle or sphere into 360 degrees. Ptolemy was a Greek thinker who borrowed the Babylonians' ideas as he wrote one of the first books on geography. Ptolemy wrote that the furthest point at the right or left side of a circle or sphere is 90 degrees from the top. There are 180 degrees between any two sides of a circle or sphere. This means that the North and South Poles are 180 degrees apart from one another, and both are 90 degrees from the equator. Geographers used Ptolemy's calculations to create lines of latitude and lines of longitude. Lines of latitude are imaginary lines that circle the globe from east to west. Lines of latitude are called parallels because the lines parallel or run in the same direction as the equator. The equator is the imaginary line that is as far away from the North Pole as it is from the South Pole. Lines of longitude intersect the equator at right angles but end at the North and South Poles. Lines of longitude are also called meridians. Meridian comes from a Latin word that means midday. The sun crosses each meridian in the middle point between sunrise and sunset. In 1884, the International Meridian Conference chose to make the line at 0 degrees longitude run through the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, England, though they could have chosen any spot on Earth. They called the line at 0 degrees longitude the prime meridian. Meridians are counted east and west from the prime meridian. St. Louis, Missouri is 90 degrees west of the prime meridian, so it is 1/4 of the way around the Earth from the prime meridian. The international dateline is 180 degrees, as far away as possible, from the prime meridian. When it is noon along the prime meridian, it is midnight along the international dateline. Geographers also divide the Earth into hemispheres. Hemi is a prefix that means half. Everything north of the equator is in the northern hemisphere, while everything south of the equator is in the southern hemisphere. The western hemisphere is west of the prime meridian, and the eastern hemisphere is east of the prime meridian. The hemispheres both end at the international dateline. The United States is in the northern and western hemispheres. The White House in Washington, D.C. is 39 degrees north of the equator and 77 degrees west of the prime meridian, or 39 degrees north, 77 degrees west.